Sheabaum's monkey. Carl Sheabaum was one of the most important entrepreneurs of the 19th century in our region. This man, born in the street Grajska ulica in 1818, was considered a man who knew how to take advantage of every opportunity for good business. In the middle of the 19th century, he started to expand his business from a humble bakery. Very soon, you could come across something related to the Sheabaum surname at almost every turn in Maribor. In addition to the bakeries, bread and pastry shops in the city, he supplied the garrisons in Maribor, Celje and Ptuj with bread for the military, and in his restaurant and shop in Studenci, he also took care of the food for the workers of the workshops of the Southern Railway. From his steam mills and warehouses in and around the town, he supplied Styria, Carinthia and Tyrol with flour, and in the town we can still find quite a few buildings that Carl Sheabaum had built. Of course, the reasons for such success must also lie in the constant modernization of plants and the introduction of innovations, as Mr. Sheabaum was certainly a man who kept up with the times or was even a step or two ahead of it in our region. And so, already in 1883, that is only 4 years after Edison's invention of the incandescent light bulb, he introduced electric lighting with 36 light bulbs in his steam mill on Castle Square. With this acquisition, our city, as the first in this part of Europe, symbolically entered on the path of the modern age of the approaching 20th century. It was electricity that became the main factor in the industrial development and progress of Maribor. But history is a capricious lady. In addition to all the bakeries, steam mills, electric lighting and buildings that Carl Sheabaum had erected, this esteemed gentleman is best remembered in our city for the cage with a monkey that stood in the yard of one of his bakeries. Marko, that was the name of the monkey, was very popular among the residents of Maribor. Generations of children laughed at the mischief he performed in his cage. From home to school it was around 12 minutes, and from school to home was sometimes much more. The first and main stop was the yard of Sheabaum's bakery, which stood roughly where the Večer newspaper building is today. There they had a real live monkey in a large cage. We really liked it and couldn't say goodbye to the cage. Because we missed lunch like that, my mother got very angry, because lunch had to be exactly at 12:45, because father often had school in the afternoon, recalls Jaro Dolar in his book. Marko died at the beginning of 1935, and upon his death a kind of obituary was even written for him in the Maribor's newspaper Mornings. The youngest children were delighted with Sheabaum's monkey, which they went to see and feed in the yard. This monkey used to be a real attraction for our children. It has been known for generations, as it recently turned 60. This morning, however, it unexpectedly died. The monkey was given to Mr. Gustav Sheabaum as a wedding gift. That's why they won't bury it. Rather, its memory will be perpetuated by the taxidermist Ziringer. Whether Marko was really conservated remains a mystery, but the famous monkey has remained a part of the city's lore, as the older residents of Maribor still say that someone behaves like Sheabaum's monkey.